Well, it is the Busted Halo Show. Our guest this evening is Sean Raymond. He's co-founder of the U.S. Public Service Academy, which calls for the establishment of a public service-oriented undergraduate school modeled on the U.S. military academies. A bill before Congress earned bipartisan support this past year, and the academy has earned endorsements from more than 90 college presidents, including three former superintendents of West Point Academy. Sean Raymond is a partner of the law firm of Sussman Godfrey LLP in Houston, Texas. Earlier this year, he received an Outstanding Young Lawyer Award given annually to one Houston attorney under the age of 38 who best represents professional excellence and service to clients, the community, and the bar. So if you need a good young lawyer in the Houston area, he's the guy. Welcome to the Busted Halo Show, Sean Raymond.
Hi, Father Dave. Good to be with you.
Congratulations on the big award.
Well, thank you. Yes. It looks like a big World War I medal, so I kind of thought that when they presented it to me, I wasn't sure whether you put it around your neck, and just seemed like it wasn't appropriate for a guy my age to get it, but it was nonetheless a terrific honor.
Well, they say you have to be young to get it anyway.
They do.
Right. So now, did you pin it on your chest or you hang it under your cubicle? No, you probably have better than a cubicle. You're an award-winning lawyer.
It's a nice office. I have no complaints.
That's pretty good. But you got a lot of traffic in Houston.
There is a lot of traffic.
Now, first of all, I understand, Sean, that you are a listener of the show and a fan of Mass Class.
I do. Mass Class Wednesday, favorite night of the week to listen to the Busted Halo Show.
Wow, favorite night. Well, Sean, I figured, you know, we don't normally have theme songs for our guests, but since you're a big fan of Mass Class, would you like to hear the Mass Class theme song?
As long as you connect it to one of your Halloween theme songs on another show.
Okay, here we go.
Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians.
Ooh, scary. Ooh, let's get that bed and breakfast up and running. Ooh. Okay, is that what you're looking for? Something with the...
Well done. That was great.
Now, Sean, help us understand the model of a U.S. public service academy. Many of our listeners have probably heard of, if not been to or visited, West Point or Annapolis or the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs and many of our other fine academies. I've been to the Coast Guard Academy as well.
Don't forget the Merchant Marine Academy.
Merchant Marine Academy. Actually, I grew up not far from the Merchant Marine Academy as a youth. So, I've been to all of them. So I mean, these are, I think people can get this. People would, out of high school, they would join one of these academies and then owe kind of a debt of service to the country in one of these particular armed services. So how would a public service academy work?
It takes the exact same model for getting the best and brightest of young people to want to take leadership positions, but instead on the military side, to do it in the civilian side. And the idea really came about because I did, after college, teach for America. So I taught in the Mississippi Delta for 2 years. And one of my roommates and I had started a nonprofit down there after we'd finished our teaching experience. And he had called me soon after Hurricane Katrina had hit and basically said, "We've got a government that's not even worthy of its own people. I mean, how in the world, as Americans, can we allow this to happen to people in New Orleans and on the Mississippi Gulf Coast?" And, you know, he said to me, "It's just odd that we have, as a country, devoted all this money and resources to develop military leaders at five different academies, but we don't have anything on the civilian side."
Yeah.
And he said, "You know, what do you think about this idea?" And as, you know, the response to all good ideas was, I said, "I think you're totally insane, Chris." And I said, "I love this idea." And, you know, it's sort of this bold vision about what we can do to reinstill in young people this sense of service. And I think, you know, all too often when you look at college campus life now, the real focus is on individualism and materialism. And, you know, as a country, I think what's happened with Hurricane Katrina is this really big sense of people my age, the younger generation, to say that life is more than just what we get out of it, but there's a lot more that we can contribute. And indeed, you know, if you look at applications for Teach for America or Peace Corps or AmeriCorps, they're through the roof.
Yeah.
Young people really want to serve. They want to give back. And, you know, I grew up in Golden, Colorado. So, you know, the Air Force Academy was something that was important to me. And I knew what it meant to be a cadet to go to that school. It meant something incredible, that you had to have a terrific skill set, a love for your country, and a real desire to give up and to give up the traditional college experience. And, you know, when you say West Point or Annapolis, the Air Force Academy, everybody in this country knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And we think in the same way, that if we create an institution that takes many of the same things that you learn from a leadership standpoint at the military academy, take out the guns and killing part, and, you know, really focus it on the civilian level, we could really revolutionize in a very unique way the way that young people think about, prepare for, and carry out public service in the public sector. And, you know, the statistics are alarming. I mean, we will have within the next decade 90% of all of the leaders in on the federal government level in leadership positions are up for retirement.
Wow.
8 out of every 10 police law enforcement agencies in the country can't find enough people willing or qualified to do the work. And, you know, the problem's only going to get worse as the baby boomer generation retires. And so the question that Chris and I were asking is, what can we really do to create something very bold and dramatic to excite young people about service in the same way that we all look at these five wonderful military academies as really producing terrific leaders, but people who want to make that lifetime career decision to be in the public sector. And, you know, what young people face are pejorative comments like pencil-pushing bureaucrats. Who wants to be in the government? You know, that's for people who can't get any other job. And that really has a crippling effect on young people that actually do want to serve and go into the public sector. And
well, tell us what sort of service they might do as a graduate of a U.S. Public Service Academy.
Well, it would really be serving their country wherever, doing whatever is needed most. It would work a lot like the military service academies do, in the sense that you would graduate from the U.S. Public Service Academy with a bachelor's degree in whatever major you want in liberal arts, you know, English, you know, whatever it might be. But in addition, you would choose an area of concentration, and that could be subject to change. But some of the ideas that we have would be healthcare, education, law enforcement, infrastructure. And then what would happen is the academy would petition any local, state, or federal government agency to say, tell us where your greatest need is, where you can't find anybody qualified or willing to do that work. And then there will be a matching process, much like there is with the five service academies, to match the skill set of one of these terrific young graduates into a high need area. So, you know, to give you an example, there may be, you know, a school system in rural, you know, New Mexico that hasn't had a classroom teacher. I mean, when I taught in Mississippi, Father Dave, my kids hadn't had a classroom teacher the entire school year before I arrived.
What had they had?
Nothing. They got off the bus and went into the gym, and Lord knows what they did until they get back on the bus. And, you know, as a society, that's very crippling to us, because you lose a tremendous amount of talent. So the idea would be, you know, our graduates would not decide what they get to do. Just like at West Point, you can't say, you know what, I don't want to serve on this military base, or I don't want to go here. There's a matching process, and that's part of the sacrifice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, the American people are paying for this great education, and the bang for the buck back to the American people is to do whatever, working wherever for this five-year time commitment.
So in other words, there obviously many of the people, if not all the people, that enter into these fine military academies that you're talking about, that many of us are familiar with, many of these people, if not all of them, say, I want to serve my country, and this is how I'm going to go do it. And what you're saying is, if we create a U.S. public service academy, it will be similar. The desire will be to serve the country, and when they graduate, they will be placed in the same way that somebody who graduates from Annapolis will be placed on a sub or on an aircraft carrier or something like that, and they don't necessarily know where or for how long, but that's a very interesting concept. What sort of support has this initiative garnered?
You know, it's been great. I mean, Chris and I, we're just two normal guys. We don't have fat wallet books. We don't have famous last names, but we think we got a pretty darn good idea. And over the last 4 years, I mean, the outpouring of support from all sectors of society, political, nonprofit, has just been incredible. You know, we had a bill last year in Congress that had 23 senators and 124 members of the U.S. House of Representatives that co-sponsored this bipartisan legislation. And, you know, we had people on the left like Teddy Kennedy and Some of our early supporters were people who funded the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth campaign, you know, dealing with the 2004 election with John Kerry. I mean, these are people that don't normally see eye to eye about a lot of things, but they see this idea as being something really bold. And I like to think about it as our generation's Peace Corps, you know, something that really can dramatically change the outlook of young people to say, working in the public sector matters. It's going to help maintain the strength of our country, and it's good to be able to give back. And so, you know, we've had a variety of Catholic organizations. Catholic Charities USA has endorsed us. We've had, you know, people like Madeleine Albright, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and a variety of just people on all sides of the political spectrum that have just stepped forward and said, this would be great for America, and we want to make it happen.
Our guest this evening is Sean Raymond. He is the co-founder of the U.S. Public Service Academy, which is still in a blueprint and proposal stage, but there's been House resolutions and congressional support, as well as from others. If you don't mind, Sean, we'll take a call or two from some people that are interested in this.
That'd be great.
Joe is online from Fulton, Missouri. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dave, it's good to talk to you. I hear your name on the DNR show all the time on SiriusXM.
Okay.
I have a question for Sean. It's the first time I've heard you actually on the radio, and of course here in Missouri and in the Midwest, you know, everybody gets their news through talk radio and through a lot of forums like that. And so I was just sort of wondering why, you know, if all the talk of national service on all the different media programs like Fox News and different conservative radio shows, why haven't we ever heard anything about the United States Public Service Academy on any of these different
interesting
things?
So
like
that, yeah,
hot topics?
Get the word out there.
It's because I've never been on the Busted Halo show.
See, this is where it begins, Joe. Then the whole media thing spreads out from here.
I'll tell you a funny story about how all this works. I mean, Chris and I have been fortunate to be on NPR, Time Magazine before the presidential election actually listed the Academy as one of the top 10 public service ideas the next president of the United States should undertake. And, you know, serendipity plays a big role in all of this. I think I mentioned, Father Dave, that we started this nonprofit called the Sunflower County Freedom Project in Mississippi. And we actually had a guy who was an editor from the Washington Post, who I think had a nephew who's doing Teach for America down there. And he went to a blues bar, of all places, in the small town of Indianola, Mississippi. And the guy sitting next to him was a friend of ours. And they got talking, and our friend figured out he was with the Washington Post. And he said, look, you really need to write an article about what these two guys are doing. And sure enough, he did, and it showed up on something called the Federal Page in the Washington Post. And the very next day, at the time Senator, now Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, staff called us and said she thinks this is the greatest idea and she wants to introduce a bill.
She picks up the phone.
Well, she didn't call. I wish I could say that. But her staff called and said she's really mad that we didn't think of this idea.
She's mad at us. You got her mad at us.
But, you know, to Joe's question, you know, part of this has just been very organic. I mean, we don't have a PR firm. We don't have an office. We don't have a staff. We just have a really good idea. And we're just hopeful that as more and more people hear about this, and I encourage them just to Google Public Service Academy or go to www.uspublicserviceacademy.org. And, you know, we're very transparent. Everything about our idea is out there. You can see everybody who supported us. But, you know, the power of this idea is just that. You know,
tell us a little bit about the history, Sean, where it went from. You said there was a bill sponsored in Congress that it didn't pass the first time. Now we're working at it again. Is that how it goes?
Or? It is. Yeah. And we've got a bill now in the House. It's a bipartisan bill. The Democrat lead is a congressman from Virginia, James Moran, and the Republican is a congressman from Florida named Andrew Crenshaw. And we now have 70 co-sponsors on this bill. There are no lobbyists involved in this. It's just me using vacation time and Chris doing the same to really what we do call trolling the halls of Congress. A lot of these people are just sick of seeing us.
Now, when you get that big Houston Lawyer Award, do they give you like a couple extra vacation days for that so you can work on this sort of thing?
No, you know, I had to be back, you know, by the time lunch was over to just continue the work.
The billable hours keep coming in.
Exactly. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. And in the Senate side, Mark Udall, who's a new senator from Colorado, has agreed to reintroduce the bill there. But again, there's a very strong emphasis on making this bipartisan. So we're working on figuring out who will be the Republican lead on that bill before that bill is reintroduced. But you know, as you mentioned, we have the last three superintendents of West Point, lieutenant generals, they just think this is the greatest idea. And we really have been blessed to have as much support from the military community as we have. I think we're up to almost 36 retired admirals or generals that have actually stepped forward and said, put us on the endorsement list.
Well, Raymond, Sean Raymond. I was going to say Raymond, Sean, which is how you're probably used to being addressed. Raymond, Sean.
I've been called worse.
We've got another question from the phones, and Frank is driving in Arizona with a question for Sean Raymond, the co-founder of the U.S. Public Service Academy. Frank, what's your question?
Good evening. My question is, okay, I have my education in sociology, and I'm loving what I'm hearing. But my question is the military academies that you speak of, the young men and women that go to those are there by appointment or some similar way. They're guaranteed almost a finish, barring any disaster. The public is actually putting the bill for these young men and women to go through these academies and to become the leaders that they are, which is great. My question is what is the key, I assume in the academy that the public will be putting the bill for this. So what is to keep these young men and women in the academy to better themselves,
or even I would think, Frank, a similar question: what's to keep them in these jobs? I mean, obviously you can't go AWOL from the military, or they'd find you. Would it be a similar strongly enforced commitment? I guess is the question, Sean.
Frank, it's a great question, one that we tackled early on. And you're right; we can't put someone in the brig, right? You know, in prison. But what we
there's no brig.
is we use the power of money, and so the bill is very specific about saying, just like at West Point or Annapolis, you have until basically some point in your sophomore year where you can leave the academy and not have any penalty. And the same thing would hold true with the U.S. Public Service Academy. And then what we have are very, very stiff monetary fines, so that if somebody left their junior or senior year, or to your point, Father Dave, if they didn't complete their five-year post-graduation requirement, that they would have to pay back the American people for the value of the education that we all afforded them to end up having.
That ain't cheap.
So, and to Frank's other point, the nomination process is basically the same one that we would use. So again, to really make this something competitive where people would really feel proud and want to be part of this organization, and I think it's important that you have this Public Service Academy on the same type of platform with the five military academies, you'd have to get a congressional nomination. And your name would go in the pool of other candidates from each state. The one thing we would do a little bit differently that we think is a little bit more fair is that we would allocate slots to the Public Service Academy based on the number of electoral votes that each state had.
So interesting. Okay.
A large state like Texas would get the proper bang for the buck given the amount of tax dollars that would go to fund it.
Plus you're from Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think maybe, Sean, that a lot of people don't even necessarily know that about the military academy. That it's not like applying to, you know, a really tough, like Columbia or Harvard or something like that. Gee, it's a tough school. I hope I get in. You actually need a congressional sponsorship or appointment
to get into the application pool.
To get in the application pool.
There are some exceptions, but that's right. But I'll tell you the other thing that's interesting about our application pool is this. When you look at a place like the Air Force Academy, it's only 11% women. And that kind of makes sense because of the limitations on combat operations that we have women involved in.
Sure.
And so what happens, though, is that if you look at what young women who want to serve their country are doing after college, you know, they're the dominating gender in things like Teach for America and AmeriCorps. And really that sends, an inappropriate message to young women is that if you want to serve your country, there are much fewer avenues through the five military service academies to do it. But we think through the Public Service Academy, this would open the floodgates for more young women who want to offer patriotic service to their country to do so.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Our guest this evening is Sean Raymond. He's the co-founder of the U.S. Public Service Academy, which is calling for the establishment. It doesn't exist yet. We're getting there. The establishment of a public service-oriented undergraduate school modeled on our five U.S. military academies.